Welcome to my podcast. I'm Tamara Gonzalez, and today we are here with Hallie Wilkes. How are you doing today, Hallie?
I am doing great today. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Today we are talking about gender equality, and we're going to be talking about both women and men, how they both are discriminated against. Today, gender equality is a big social issue. Women are not getting the same amount of pay as men are. In 2019, women make 79 cents for every dollar that a man makes. Women are less likely to have a higher position job, like a government job or whatnot. They move up in their career at a lower salary than what men would. And it's, like, worse for women of color. On a survey taken by PayScale, employees were asked if they feel that they were fairly paid by their employers. 19% of Hispanic women agree, 18% of Black American women agree, 19% of white women agree, and 24% of white males agree. Did you know that Alabama is the largest uncontrolled gender pay gap, where women get paid 27% less than men? Men take advantage of women if they're like, say they have a bigger butt, or say that they have large breasts. They think that that's an invite for something. And just men, they're always just, like, this is coming from us women, Hallie, and men, I feel as though they don't see what's inside a woman, and they only want a woman for their looks and for just, like, their features that they have on their bodies. What do you think? One time, I was riding in the car with ex-boyfriend now, but we were in the car with his dad, and there was a woman walking down the street, and she had on a pair of pants, and he was just saying some not too good things, like, oh, look at her butt, like, wow, that's pretty big, and like, he was just like, when I said something that he shouldn't be saying stuff like that, he was just like, well, she's putting it out there, like, that's not our fault. We were born with that. How are we supposed to control what our body does and doesn't look like? Every single time there was a woman walking down the street or something and she had big breasts or she had a big butt, he would say something about it. And if she was wearing like clothes that kind of made it like, I guess you can say, stick out, it just wasn't like the way that he said things. It made me so mad. And I told him that he shouldn't be saying stuff like that. And he was just like, well, she shouldn't be putting that out there. Like, it's not our fault. Like, that stuff, that type of stuff makes me mad.
So, my mom used to tell me stories about my grandpa, because he's a truck driver, that if there was, like, more than a bunch of truck drivers on the same road, and a cute girl drove down the road, and she was wearing a skirt that just slid up a little bit, or if her shirt hang just a little bit, they would yell into the speaker thing and yell, "Foxy lady," and I mean like, oh, there's a cute girl, we can box her in, or like, look, or here she comes in the red car. They say things so everyone knew there's a cute girl driving down the road.
Yeah, I feel like that's not the right way to approach a lady. It's like, I mean, girls aren't gonna want, like, me personally, I'm not gonna want a guy to come like talk to me and try to pick me up, I guess you could say, by like talking about my butt or grabbing my butt or something like that. Like, that's literally how it is nowadays. And I feel like, I don't know, I'm somewhat old school, and I like how guys just like come, like they'll come up and start conversation and be like, I don't know, like, I saw you, I thought you were cute, thought I might come talk to you, and just stuff like that. Like, I'm old fashioned, but that just might be me. Thank you. So we're going to talk about strong women figures in our life, speaking from us women. My mother, she is a really strong, independent woman. She's raised 7 kids on her own. 7 kids, that's a lot. And she didn't need help from any man. I mean, yeah, she might need government benefits, but other than that, like, she is such a strong woman because she taught me that you don't need a man to be loved. You can be loved by friends. You can be loved by people that you care about. And I feel like the movies and Disney movies, a lot of the Princess Disney movies, they talk like they need to have a man to, like, Snow White, a kiss and she will wake. Like, I feel like they're portraying type of love that you need, like, that you need love from a man. And I feel like that's wrong, and you're putting that into the minds of little children. Like, you need a man to be loved. Like, no, you don't. You can have love from friends, your family, people that you care about. That's really all that matters. You don't necessarily need love from a man. And just my mom, her teaching me that when I grew up, it's made me become a strong, independent woman as well. And made me the person I am today. And my mom she's been through a lot, like, with an abusive father and everything. And just, she's been through so much. And I feel like she should be awarded for that. I feel like a lot of mothers should be rewarded for that. Do you have any stories like that?
My mom, she's an independent mother. She has us 2 children. Rowdy children, and both of her parents, well, they didn't live together after, like, just once she turned, like, 8, 9. So one lived in Ohio, the other one lived in California. So every summer she would get flown or driven to California, where she would spend time with her dad. My mom's a very independent woman. I feel like she has an eye on the back of her neck, and it means multiple things, but the one she tells me all the time is that she can watch her own back, that she doesn't need a guy to be there to help her, that she is strong enough that she can do this herself. And, like, I feel like that's something I need to learn personally. Like, I can do stuff my own. I don't need someone helping me, that I am strong enough to do it myself.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of mothers are like that, but the ones that have been through a lot are the ones that should be most appreciative, and they should be rewarded for things that they've done and the sacrifices that they've done for their children and just raising them without a man, you know? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Our next objective is how men get discriminated against too. And it's not just women. Some say that men crying is like against their masculinity, or it's like a sign of them being weak. In my opinion, if a guy cries, like a boy, you can say, cries, it automatically makes them a man because he's actually showing that he has feelings. And most of the time for men, like, they're not supposed to have feelings. That's the stereotypical male, that they're not allowed to have feelings, which I believe is not right. We also have to include that men are also victims of domestic violence, and it's not just always women. There are men out there that get, like, We also have to include that men are also victims of domestic violence, and it's not just women. We have to understand that there are also men out there that are not able to, I shouldn't say not able to protect themselves, but they don't want to hit a woman. And there's women out there that will hit men, and we have to address. I feel like not everybody, like, not necessarily aware, but it's not much of a big issue as it is of women being domestically violated. As to where women are abused, I feel that, like, people, it's not such a big deal for when men get abused. And that's just so wrong. We all have to look at both men and women. And it's not just women who are getting discriminated against, but it's also men. Like, both are getting discriminated against. The sexual coercion rate in prison for males is 22%, and for women it's 7%. That's a big difference. We also have to include that men are also victims of domestic violence, and it's not just women. We have to understand that there are also men out there that are not able to, I shouldn't say not able to protect themselves, but they don't want to hit a woman. And there's women out there that will hit men. And we have to address, I feel like not everybody, like, not necessarily aware, but it's not much of a big issue as it is of women being domestically violated. As to where women are abused, I feel that, like, people, it's not such a big deal for when men get abused. And that's just so wrong. We all have to look at both men and women. And it's not just women who are getting discriminated against, but it's also men. Like, both are getting discriminated against. The sexual coercion rate in prison for males is 22%, and for women it's 7%. That's a big difference. We have to remember that it's not just women who get discriminated against, and it's also men. Some people tend to look at the women's side and they think of gender equality when it's also men. It's men and women who, between the both, men need equal rights as women and women need equal rights as men.